Amen. Quickly, let's have our seats as we open our Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 22. I'll read an account of Jesus with his disciples and we look at the lessons quickly that we learn from there. Luke chapter 22, I'll read from verse 31. Luke 22 from verse 31. Quickly I read. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. When thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. And he said unto him, this is Peter replying back, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both to prison and to death. And he said, I tell thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day before that thou shalt thrice deny that thou knowest me. And he said unto them, when I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said, nothing. And he said unto them, but now he that had a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that had no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. Verse 38. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. Praise God. Quickly, I want to share some things with us. And my prayer is that God will open our hearts to understand what those things mean. And I titled the Desperate Times and Desperate Measures. Desperate Times and Desperate Measures. We can also call it Preparation. There are things that we need to learn from this account. Because of time, I will not go much into details. But you see Jesus calling unto Peter. He said, Simon, Simon, Satan has desired to do what? To sift you. I don't know how many of us still cook. How many of us still pick the rice or beans in our house, or you use sieve. And you know when you use sieve, you shake it or somehow, but what happens to the rice or the beans? It moves from one place to the other, either up or down. You shall try to, you know, do the sieve anyhow to remove whatever you want to remove. Now, the grain, the beans or the rice goes up, goes down, sideways like that. Jesus said to Peter, Satan has desired, he has taken permission to sift you like that. So he will toss you up, he will toss you down, sideways. See, he has desired to sift you like wheat. We have come to the time when if nothing is certain, this one thing is that our faith in God has to be tried, has to be tested. And one thing that got me here is that Jesus said Satan has desired. That means he has gotten permission from God. Because nothing happens without God allowing it. So for Jesus to tell Peter, Satan has desired, that means he has come to him, he has come to take permission. I want to test these your disciples. I want to test them. And you can remember that this is the last moments of Jesus' life on earth. And he came. Let me test these people that you call your disciples. I want to know if they will stand the test of time. So Jesus warned Peter ahead of time. Hey, this guy has decided to test you. But you know what? And this is the confidence that we have. Jesus said, I have done what? I have prayed for you. I have interceded for you. Even though Satan has asked for permission to test you, I have also, in my capacity, prayed for you. I have also interceded for you that your faith will not do what? That your faith will not fail. So it doesn't matter what you're going through right now. It doesn't matter what you're passing through. Look at it this way, that God has allowed it to happen. But one thing is this, that you should not fail because Jesus has interceded for you. Jesus has prayed for you. The Bible says that we have a mediator, the one that stands between us and God, and he intercedes for us. But you know what Peter did? Peter now, you know, he said, Lord, I'm ready to go with you. I can even die for you. If you learn anything here, know that by our strength, we cannot prevail. We cannot go through this time with the strength that we can get from ourselves. We cannot do it by our own understanding, by our own intellect. Jesus had to caution him. He said, look, Peter, before the cock will crow, you will deny me 3 times. Telling you that if there is anything that you need in this time, it is God. The strength from God to go on. The strength from God to forge ahead. Because our own strength will not carry us through. But this is not where I'm going to. Verse 35 to 38 is where I will talk on, and then we'll pray. Jesus reminded them of when he sent them out earlier to go and preach the gospel. He told them, when I sent you out at that time, I asked you not to go with any money. I asked you not to go with any scripture. I asked you not to make any provision for yourself. And he asked them, that time, did you lack anything? They said, no. They said, now the times has changed. Now the times has changed. If you have money, carry it. If you have repose, take it. See, if you don't have a sword, do what? Sell your clothes, buy a sword. Sell your clothes, do what? Buy a sword. Why? Because the times have changed. The other time I was here with you, making provisions for you, even when the tax collectors asked Peter for the tax, Jesus said, go and fish. Open the mouth of the fish, you get money. But this time, you have to do what? Provide for yourself. There are a lot of preparations that we need to start making because of the times we are in. Because let me tell you something. There's a phrase that is said now, the new normal, right? The new normal. Things may not get back to the old normal as we used to know it. And that was what Jesus was telling the disciples. It will no longer be the same. So get your purse, get your money, get a sword. Because this time, you might need to fend for yourself. God might not always be there when you pray and say, Lord, give me this, and he will give you immediately. He might not always do that. Not because he has forgotten you, not because he has left you, but because he wants you to stand up to what you believed. There are times that we prayed and said, Lord, I need this. Lord, help me to do this. Lord, help me to do that. And God answered your prayers immediately. Then we are still like this, baby in Christ. He expects us to come to that point when even when we pray and ask him for something, he doesn't just do it. He doesn't do it. Not because he will not want to do it, but because he needs us to grow up, to come up to that point where we can say, I trust in him. Job said what? Even though he slays me, yet I will trust. Even though he slays me, yet I will trust in him. Say, all the days of my appointed time, I will do what? I will wait till my change comes. So when you come to that point, when you'll be asking God for something, and He is not doing it, hey, don't be discouraged. Get your purse, get your money, buy a sword. And I want to talk about the sword in the little time that we have. You know, when Jesus told them, sell your clothes, buy a sword, they said, Lord, here are two swords. And Jesus told them, enough. Of course, Jesus was not asking them to get a sword to start fighting. What can two swords do for 11 people against a troop? So what are the swords? Or what is the sword that Jesus was talking about? What is the sword? In Ephesians chapter 6, when Paul was writing, he said, be strong in the Lord. And I say unto you, be strong in the Lord. Down there, he said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to do what? To stand. He said, take up the what? The belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation. He said, guard your feet with the gospel of truth, right? He said, take up the shield of faith. He said, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is what? Which is the word of God. And lastly, he said, and pray with all prayers. Pray with all prayers. So what is the sword? We are living in a time when everything about the word of God is being countered. But you need to get your sword. The Bible said the word of the Lord is what? It's a two-edged sword. It's a two-edged sword. If there is anything you will live on to survive in this time, it is the sword. Buy the sword. If you can lose anything, lose it, but buy the sword. Because that is the only thing that can sustain us at this time. The word of God. The word of God. Read it. Meditate upon it. Read it. Meditate upon it. Read it. Meditate upon it. Speak it forth. When there is a casting down, when men say there is a casting down, what do you say? There is a lifting up. The word of the Lord. Buy a sword. Buy a sword. I repeat, buy a sword. Because you cannot fight through without this. We are in desperate times, but they require desperate measures. So how far can you go? How far can you go on your knees? How far can you go reading the word of God? How far can you go storing the word of the Lord in the inside of you? Let's assume the situation worsens and we are not able to come to church. How will you stand if you don't imbibe the word of the Lord in you? Jesus said, he that had no sword, let him what? Sell your clothes and buy it. What is he saying? Take away every form of comfort from yourself, but get the sword. Romans chapter 8, the later part of it, Paul was saying some things. They said, neither famine, nor death, nor principalities, nor powers, nor nakedness, nor hunger, nor all the things will be able to do, or will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ. We are coming to that time. One more thing before we pray. Jesus talked about something. He said, there is a prophecy that was written concerning me. He said, and he was numbered among the transgressors. And something happened when they came to arrest him. Peter did what? Peter took one of those swords that they said, Lord, here are two swords. And he did what? He cut off the ear of one of the servants of the high priest. there is a prophecy that Jesus will be numbered among transgressors. Who is the transgressor? One who trespasses the law. This time that we are in, you and I, if we are to stand by the word of the Lord, we will be counted as those that are not keeping to the rules, those that are not keeping to the law, those that are not keeping to the guidelines that is being laid down. So what will you do? This took me to a time in history when Christians were persecuted. And I began to read about those times of persecution. I wanted to know, why were these men persecuted? Because they did not stand with the rules and regulations of the time. They told them, it's either we stand for God or nothing. And it reminded me of what Peter said in the book of Acts. He said, we rather obey God than men. So you will be counted as one who is not obedient to the laws and the rules and the regulations of the time. Because Christ was numbered among the transgressors. So are you ready to be a transgressor with Christ? You need to get your sword. You need to get your sword. You need to equip yourself. Time will not permit me to talk about the physical preparations, because there are physical preparations that you also need to make in the times of the pause, in the times of the script. You make physical preparations so that you'll be able to stand this time. My prayer is that God will help us. Our time is up. This is where I'm going to stop. I'm praying that in our different homes, in our different times, sit down, think about these things. Think about this and ask yourself a question. Am I ready to go all the way with Christ? When Jesus was arrested, all the disciples, everybody ran away. Everybody ran away except for Peter that followed. And he still denied. So what if today the same thing comes to us? Will you deny Christ or will you stand for him? Get your pause. Get your script. Get your sword. Sell anything you need to sell. Buy the sword. Things may not return to normal as they used to be. So how will you cope? How will you cope? May God help us in Jesus' name. Let's rise. As we pray this morning, one thing that I also want you to have in mind is this, that our God is a champion. There is nothing that happens that he's not aware of. And like he said to Peter, I have prayed for you. He is still praying for you. He's still praying for us. But you have to do your own thing, the things that you need to do for yourself. So we're praying this morning, Lord, help me. Give me the grace to trust you. Give me the grace to stand. Give me the grace to be able to stand up for you. When I say I am acquainted with you, I want to stand for you no matter what. Heavenly Father, we give you praise. We give you the glory. For we know that you are always with us. You are always with us. You are always with us. You are the one making things happen, showing us mercy. You are the one. And this is what we proclaim this morning, that you are the one backing us up. We cannot do this by our own strength. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask, grant us the grace, O Lord, in these desperate times, Help us to go through it. Help us to stand for you. Help us to stand with you. Blessed be your holy name, our God. For in Jesus' name we are prayed. Amen. Let us remember to drop our offerings at the back as we go. If you're worshiping with us for the very first time, please can you stand to your feet? Today is your first time of worshiping with us. Please can you stand? Anybody coming for the first time in this place, anybody like that, please can you stand to our feet? So I will welcome you in our own way. All right, let's stand to our feet as we share the grace in fellowship. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen.